Before Dr. Ted Mala became the first Alaska Native to attend medical school and return to Alaska to practice, he learned about traditional medicine from relatives in the region of his childhood home in Buckland. Dr. Mala recently retired from medicine after more than 40 years. He believes deeply in the power of traditional healing, but he also makes a clear distinction between it and shamanism.
They would go into trances and they would use spells and things like that. And that was another form of healing for some people. But it's really important we not confuse traditional healers with Hollywood and with the misnomers that are out there about shaman and about forms of healing. It's much like the legend of, oh, you're from Alaska, you must live in an igloo.
When you went to medical school, what did you think of the way doctors were trained in that setting?
Well, you know, I went to medical school for my first 2 years in Mexico. I wanted to learn Spanish. I wanted to learn another culture. I wanted to see how people live. And I noticed down there they were using a combination of traditional and modern medicine. The fact is, in traditional medicine in Mexico, it's somewhat limited because a lot of people don't have any money. And if you prescribe medicine or an x-ray or blood test, you could be taxing them to the point where they can't eat for a day or things like that. You have to really think of all kinds of ways to help them help themselves without the batteries of tests we do here and all those kinds of things. So healing comes in a lot of different ways. And I tell people, you're responsible for your own health, nobody else.
Was the traditional healing clinic always part of the plan with South Central and ANTHC, or how did it get started?
Traditional healing really kicked off in terms of the system when South Central Foundation was founded. And there were a number of efforts to find out who's out there and to bring them together and find out how we'll incorporate them into South Central. I was at South Central when this effort mostly began, and they asked me to coordinate it. And our first tribal doctor was Rita Blumenstein, and our second one is Lisa Dolchek, and it moved on from there.
Why is traditional healing needed? What's missing from Western styles of clinical medicine that you need this additional role of traditional medicine?
The whole world is asking that question. The business of alternative and complementary medicine is in the billions of dollars. And all people, not just Alaska Natives, but all people are looking for a better way to do things. And traditional healing integrates well as preventative medicine with allopathic medicine because it encourages people to do something for themselves, not just be passive and say, give me a pill, give me a shot, and fix it for me. I don't have time for the pain. Well, that's really crazy because the pain to me is like a red light on your car, and there's two ways to fix it. You can cut the wire and the light will go off, or you can actually go and get it repaired. Well, same with health. You either do something for yourself or be very passive and just die or be crippled. And so many things are preventative.
You were the first Alaska Native physician to come to Alaska once you'd received your education and practice here. What was that like? When was that, and what was that like for you?
It's something I would not recommend people to do, being the first of anything, because you become a role model, which I never wanted to be. I just wanted to be myself. Hopefully, I've given strength to people to pursue our career. I work with the WAMI program very closely. And by the way, the WAMI program is now going to include some alternative medicine and some classes in traditional healing.
What would you like to see happening in the next decade in the realm of healthcare for Native people?
Well, my dream for Native people, as well as all Alaskans and all Americans and the whole world is to take more responsibility for yourself. You know, when a person goes to, at least through our system, to family care, you have about 15 minutes and you don't have much time. And if English is not your first language, you need to write down things and write down your questions, because those 15 minutes pass really fast. And I also tell students that ask me all the time, what should I do, so on, I tell them, you need to find a mentor. And find that mentor and someone that can guide you through years of experience on the best route to take. You have to make the decision ultimately, but using a mentor in your life, whether you're young or old, doesn't matter, is very precious and helps many more things make sense.
Dr. Ted Mala recently retired from South Central Foundation's traditional healing clinic after four decades.